Grammar Girl here. Last week, Monique sent in the following question. Quote, a friend of mine posted a picture on Facebook, and the caption read, I and Anna. Anna is a foreign name. I corrected her, but instead of picking up the mistake like a native English speaker would have, she's adamant about it being correct and went as far as asking me why it's incorrect. Could you tell me why her saying I and Anna is incorrect? Unquote. I regularly get questions like this about photo captions, and I covered it in my books, but I've never done a podcast about it, so let's do it today. The biggest problem with photo captions is that they often aren't complete sentences, and choosing between the pronoun I and the pronoun me depends on where that pronoun falls in a complete sentence, whether it's the subject or the object. If it's in the subject position, you use I, the subject pronoun. But if it's in the object position, you use me, the object pronoun. A subject is the one taking action in a sentence, and the object is the one receiving the action or serving as the target of the action. In the sentence, Squiggly released the arrow, Squiggly's the subject, and the arrow is the object. Further, pronouns that follow prepositions, such as of and between, are always in the object case. It's okay to use a sentence fragment to caption your photo, but to choose between aardvark and me or aardvark and I, you have to figure out what the whole implied sentence would be so you know whether to use a subject or object pronoun. And that's where photo captions get tricky, because we're just guessing what the sentence would be. Do you mean, check out aardvark and me at Mardi Gras? This is a picture of aardvark and me at Mardi Gras? Or aardvark and I went to Mardi Gras last week? If the implied sentence is, check out aardvark and me at Mardi Gras, me is the right choice because it's in the object position. You're the target of the checking out verb action. If the implied sentence is, this is a picture of aardvark and me is the right choice again because me is the object pronoun, and we need an object pronoun because it follows the preposition of. And remember I said pronouns that follow prepositions are always in the object case. But if the implied sentence is aardvark and I went to Mardi Gras last week, I is the right choice because it's the subject pronoun, and we need a subject pronoun because you're taking an action, going to Mardi Gras, making you the subject of the sentence. To make things even trickier, we have a problem with another possible implied sentence, one that simply reads, this is aardvark and I. The problem is that this is an area of language that's in flux. Traditional grammar rules are clear. Pronouns that follow linking verbs, such as is, this is aardvark and I, should be subject pronouns. So, for example, when I answer the phone and someone says, is Mignon there? I'm supposed to answer, that's I, not that's me. But many modern, respectable style guides say that's me is allowed or even preferred. Today, both this is aardvark and I and this is aardvark and me would be considered correct depending on which version of the linking verb rule you choose to follow, the traditional rule or the more lax modern rule. So what should Monique tell her friend about photo captions? Here's what I do. I usually avoid using fragments and write whole sentences, so there's no question about what's implied. And I avoid the that's me, that's I problem by avoiding sentences that use linking verbs. My photo captions usually read something like, aardvark and I had a great time at Mardi Gras, or can you believe how sunburned aardvark and I got at Mardi Gras? On the rare occasion when I do use a fragment, I use me, aardvark and me, because my underlying implied sentence is, this is a picture of aardvark and me. But as I hope you gathered from this podcast, you can also make an argument for writing aardvark and I, because there's no absolute right answer about which pronoun to use when you're dealing with a sentence fragment. And there's one final thing that's wrong with Monique's friend's caption that she didn't ask about, but that I want to address. Pronoun order. When you're putting yourself in a list with other people, you should always put yourself last. So Monique's friend should write Anna and me, not me and Anna. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll like my books, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing and The Grammar Devotional. They're both available as print or ebooks. That's all. Thanks for listening.